The death toll from an Israeli military-targeted attack on a Beirut suburb has climbed to 31, including 7 women and 3 children, Lebanon's health minister announced Saturday.
Firas Abiyad informed reporters that 68 individuals were injured in the strike, with 15 still receiving treatment in hospitals. He noted that search and rescue efforts are continuing, and the number of casualties is expected to increase. The attack marks the deadliest strike on Beirut since the 2006 Israel-Hezbollah war, Benjamin Wright reporting.
Ukrainian military officials on Saturday claimed responsibility for destroying 2 weapons arsenals deep inside Russian territory, including one supplied with ammunition from North Korea.
The Ukrainian general staff reported on Facebook that the early morning strikes hit targets in the Tver and Krasnodar regions. The attacks were directed at the 23rd arsenal of Russia's Ministry of Defense main missile and artillery directorate in Tver, as well as the 719th artillery ammunition base near Tikhoretsk in Krasnodar, according to the statement, Joseph Eckerson reporting.
New Zealand pilot Philip Mertens was released after more than 19 months of captivity by the separatist West Papua National Liberation Army, Indonesian police confirmed Saturday.
I am very happy that soon I will go home to see my family, Mertens said at a press conference. Thanks to everyone who helped me today so I can safely leave in good health. Mertens, 38, was taken captive by armed separatists on February 7, 2023, after landing a small plane at a remote airfield, Chris Anderson reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Last month, NATO troops, vessels, and aircraft participated in exercises in the icy waters of the North Atlantic to hone their combat skills for potential future naval conflicts.
Led by U.S. Naval Forces Europe and the U.S. Navy's 6th Fleet, the drills focused on the strategic waterways and airspace around Iceland, according to a NATO press release, which called the area a critical hub in the North Atlantic. NATO forces simulated tracking enemy naval units and dealing with mass casualty situations, Liam White reporting.
Officials report that a high school athlete in Ohio was injured in a shooting outside a stadium during a football game, the second incident of gunfire near the stadium this month.
North College Hill police stated the shooting occurred around 8:15 p.m. Friday in the elementary school parking lot during the game between North College Hill and Woodward High Schools. School administrators and police immediately evacuated the stadium while law enforcement worked to secure the crime scene, Lawrence Keller reporting.
Ted Colbert, Boeing Defense, Space and Security President and CEO, will be departing the troubled company, Boeing announced.
In a letter to employees, Boeing CEO Kelly Ortberg emphasized that the company's main focus is to restore customer trust and meet their high expectations to support critical missions globally. Ortberg added, I want to thank Ted for his 15 years of service at the Boeing company, Kyle Norris reported.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.